Okay, so like picture this. You're getting dressed,
Right.
putting on a really nice suit,
Yeah.
maybe your favorite watch, like you do.
Yeah.
You don't even really think about it at this point.
Right.
But those things, they're already kind of augmenting you. You know, like your look, your confidence, even just telling time.
Yeah.
That's augmented human tech right there, just like part of life. And it's going to get way more wild than that.
Oh, yeah.
So you sent over this article, Augmented Humans, Cyborg Visions of the Future.
Right, from Communications of the ACM.
And it gets into some really interesting stuff about how we're going to be integrating with computers.
It's really fascinating, actually, how quickly we've already adapted to so much. Like, we went from these, like, clunky desktops to, like, laptops and then phones, and now it's all wearables and, like, practically invisible.
Right, exactly.
And this article, it jumps right into that. Like, how do we move past even those interfaces, even wearables? How does tech become as invisible as, like, that suit you were talking about?
So not like, some clunky VR headset, but like really seamless integration.
Yeah, exactly. It's about moving past screens and buttons. Like, think about clothing, like, Constional.
Right, it protects you.
Protects you express yourself with it, but we don't really think about the fabric like constantly touching our skin. And this augmented human tech, that's what they're going for, that same level of invisibility.
Okay, I'm into this already. But so how do we go from like a smartwatch or whatever to like enhancing our senses, like our actual abilities and sense?
Well, that's really the heart of it, right? It's this whole perspective shift from thinking of technology as a separate tool, and instead like seeing it as an extension of
An
ourselves.
extension, like an extra limb or like enhanced vision.
Kind of like think about it. Clothing, right? It becomes part of how we present ourselves to the world. Imagine if technology could be integrated in the same way. I mean, we don't think of our glasses as some separate thing. They enhance our vision. They're part of how we interact with the world. So augmented human tech, this could take it even further. Not just vision, but any of our senses, really any ability we have.
You put it that way, it's like even language is a technology, right? It's something
Absolutely.
we take for granted.
We've been augmenting ourselves for centuries, really.
That's true.
Yeah, reading, writing, these are all forms of technology that have become so ingrained we don't even think about it, but it totally shapes the way we think, the way we communicate. And, augmented human research is really asking, what's the next step? Where do we go from here?
That's cool. I do have to admit, though, there's always that part of me that like robots are going to take over fear.
Sure.
Like we're seeing AI create art now, write poems, everything. Is this leading us down that same like path?
It's a common fear, but this article, they make a really important distinction. So, yeah, some technology might be about replicating human abilities, even surpassing them, but this augmented human research, it's really focused on cooperation. It's about empowering humans, not replacing them.
So less about humans versus machines, more like humans and machines, like working together.
Exactly. Working together. Like, imagine a world where technology just enhances our strengths, helps us overcome our
I
limitations.
see the difference, but what does that actually look like in practice? You keep mentioning like extension of our bodies. Can you like expand on that a little?
Sure. I mean, imagine if instead of your phone buzzing, you felt a light touch on your shoulder that told you you had a message. Or, I don't know, maybe you could just understand any language just by thinking about it. This isn't some tool that you pick up and use. It's part of your experience. It's about like weaving tech into our lives to the point that it really does feel like us. Like it's an extension of our senses, our abilities.
So we're talking about moving beyond the screen, beyond even wearables, really. It's like technology becomes like indistinguishable from us.
Yeah.
That's like mind-blowing. We're talking about like blurring the lines between humans and technology, right?
Yeah.
But with all this potential, where do we even start using it? Like, what's the real-world impact going to be?
Well, the article, it brings up accessibility and how this tech could be like revolutionary for people with disabilities.
Right. And mention that, like a really personal level of advancement.
Yeah.
I mean, it's one thing to talk about like enhanced senses, but using it to help people, that's huge.
Totally. Like, imagine prosthetics, but not just for movement. They could actually give back the sense of touch. You could like feel a handshake, the texture of something, or think about visual aids that don't just restore sight, but actually enhance it. Like you could see depth and distances you never could before.
That's amazing. It's not just evening the playing field, it's like creating a whole new field.
Right.
The article calls it radical inclusivity, which I love.
Yeah, it's a powerful idea. This tech has the potential to, like, completely change how we think about ability and disability. Like, our limitations become less about our physical bodies and more about, you know, what we can imagine.
It's like science fiction, but, like, the good kind.
Yeah.
Not the dystopian stuff.
Yeah.
We were talking about cyberpunk earlier, and this feels like the opposite of that.
Totally. This isn't about surviving technology. It's about using it to thrive, to push what it means to be human even further. In a good way.
Yeah, it's like a totally different way of looking at it. Less fear, more like possibility.
Mm-hmm.
But the article does talk about the challenges too, right?
Oh, of course, yeah. Like any powerful tech, we have to think about the ethics of it all, you know?
Right, like it mentions potential misuse or maybe unintended consequences, things like that.
Yeah.
How do we make sure this benefits everyone, not just a select few?
That's the big question, right? We have to be really careful to approach all this with inclusivity in mind. Ethical design from the start.
So it's not just about like what the technology is, but how we use it and who has access to it.
Exactly. We need equal access. We need to prevent misuse, you know, safeguards against these unintended consequences we're talking about. And that takes everyone working together, researchers, policymakers, the public. It's a big responsibility.
Sounds like walking a tightrope, you know, balancing this incredible potential with like careful thought and ethics.
Yeah, it's a challenge for sure, but so important. The future of all this, it isn't set in stone. What we do today is shaping it.
And speaking of shaping the future, mm-hmm. the article goes beyond just the practical applications, right? Like how this could change how we just experience the world on a fundamental level.
Absolutely, yeah. It's not just about fixing problems, but about expanding our horizons, exploring everything it means to be human.
We talked about accessibility and even some of the ethics, but this is what I'm really interested in. What are some of the like really out there possibilities this could unlock?
I mean, imagine artists working with AI to create art that's like mind-blowing, stuff we can't even imagine with traditional art forms.
Yeah.
Or musicians making symphonies you can not just hear, but feel, or even taste.
Whoa, taste a symphony. That's wild. What about like human connection? Could we use this to like communicate emotions or ideas in ways we can't even with words?
The possibilities are pretty much endless. We could experience the world through the senses of, like, I don't know, a dolphin or a bat even. Feel echolocation or see infrared. We could even, like, enhance our empathy. Really step into someone else's shoes.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It's like we're on the edge of, like, a whole new renaissance of experience, but powered by technology. Kind of exhilarating, but also a little daunting.
A little daunting, maybe, but so exciting. This tech, it's making us rethink everything, how we see technology, ourselves, the world around us, and we're just getting started.
And speaking of getting started, we've talked about a lot, like how invisible this tech can be, how it could change accessibility, even what it means to be human. But I want to bring back to you, the listener, and ask, what would you want to augment in your life? Like, what possibility out of all this, from like the practical stuff to the really out there ideas, what really sticks with you?
Yeah, it's pretty wild to think about. What if you could experience, I don't know, the ocean, but through the senses of like a marine biologist?
That'd be amazing.
Right. Or maybe you'd want to like supercharge your own creativity, work with AI to like compose music or design buildings or something. It really is endless what we could do.
Totally. And the article makes a good point too. Like, this isn't some distant future. There are people working on this right now.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mentioned Katia Vega and Kai Kunze, and they're doing some really interesting research, like electronic tattoos that can sense how you're feeling.
It's incredible.
Or like bioreactive materials that could change how we, I don't know, interact with our clothes even. Wild stuff.
Yeah, it's an exciting time to be like following all this research. And what I think is really cool is these researchers, they're not just focused on the tech itself. They're thinking about the ethics, the impact on society, all of that. It's about, like you said, making sure this tech actually makes things better for everyone.
Well said. You know, we started this whole deep dive.
Yeah.
Talking about something as ordinary as like getting dressed.
Right.
And somehow we ended up in this whole universe of like wild possibilities.
Yeah.
Invisible tech, enhanced senses, even tasting symphonies, which I still kind of want to try, by the way.
I know, right?
It's amazing how one article can get you thinking in a completely different way about the future.
That's the beauty of a good deep dive. You take these everyday things and stuff we never even think about, like clothes or language or even just our bodies, and suddenly it's like, whoa, okay, these are just the first steps to something much bigger.
It's pretty inspiring. And honestly, kind of humbling too. Like, We're alive right at this moment when everything could change. Who knows what we'll see even in our lifetime?
I know. It's exciting. And I think the biggest takeaway is, yeah, the future of all this augmented human stuff, it's full of potential, but it's up to us to make sure we're approaching it thoughtfully, ethically, and with a sense of, you know, wonder about what's possible.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So to everyone listening, what will your augmented future look like? Keep exploring these ideas. Keep asking questions, and please keep imagining.